currently Puerto Rico is experiencing a lot of teacher reductions based on closing schools.
Jamie Warren is associate superintendent for the district's human resources department. For the past 3 years, over 100 schools a year have closed in Puerto Rico. Warren felt this would be a prime spot to recruit bilingual teachers as the district works to fill its gaps for teaching English language learners.
And since we have such a large population of Puerto Rican residents here, we thought that there'd be connections. Some districts go as far as Spain to recruit teachers, but then there's that transition and then having to get an H-1B visa. For the teachers who are in Puerto Rico, it's an easier transition.
The district conducted a media campaign in Puerto Rico. Facebook also helped spread the word, and they've already signed teachers up for interviews. Warren is currently trying to fill about 10 positions for the next school year.
Our bilingual program goes all the way up to high school, so not only do we need bilingual classroom teachers at the elementary level, we need for the core subjects, math, science, social studies, we need bilingual in those areas too.
How do you get them certified and then acclimated once they say yes and come into the district?
They're eligible for, it's called a conditional initial. So once they are certified and have a teaching degree where they're located, they apply for an initial, and because they can verify that they are certified where they come from, they get a conditional initial, and they have 1 year to take the New York State exams. But as long as they're fingerprinted and they carry a certificate from another state, then they can get a conditional initial.
Warren says she got the recruitment idea from the Dallas and Houston school districts. She shared the model with the Rochester School District, who will also travel to Puerto Rico in May. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.